Preliminary results of the world's second largest voting exercise after India's recent ballot showed that the centre-right pro-European People's Party was set to take 189 seats in the 720-seat European Parliament. They are followed by the Socialists and Democrats with 135 and Renew Europe with 83 seats. However, the European Conservatives and Reformists group, which includes parties such as Brothers of Italy of Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, took 72 seats, and the far-right Identity and Democracy, 58. The European Union's executive European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, said the results showed there remains a majority in the centre for a strong Europe, as what she called the extremes on the left and right made only moderate gains. Yet French President Emmanuel Macron wasn't sure these sentiments were shared by the French electorate and called early legislative elections to take place in two rounds on June 30 and July 7. Analysts called it a political poker game after Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration nationalist party was estimated to get around 32%, more than double the share of Macron's Renaissance party, which is due to reach around 15%. Other major EU nations, such as Germany and Italy, also reported a surge of far-right parties. In Hungary, the right-wing Fidesz party of longtime Prime Minister Viktor Orbán became again the biggest political force, taking 11 of the 21 European parliamentary seats allocated to Hungary. Orbán suggested that his message not to send more Western weapons to war-torn Ukraine, but to focus on peace talks with Russia, resonated with voters.
The first is that I've never seen the case that one issue, like the peace and war just today, would be so dominating almost in all European Union countries. So this election is a real European one. It's not membership elections, it's more than that. It's an all-European pro-peace or pro-war election.
Yet his Fidesz party had its worst performance in years, with the new centrist TISA party winning 7 seats in the European Parliament. And in a further setback for Orbán, liberal Green Gergely Karácsony was re-elected as mayor of the capital Budapest in municipal elections with just 324 more votes than a ruling Fidesz-backed candidate. In addition, in the Netherlands, the anti-Islam Party for Freedom of Geert Wilders, a close ally of Orbán, failed to capitalize on its recent win in the Dutch elections, gaining just 6 of the 31 Dutch seats in the European Parliament. However, the Green Left Labour Alliance won 8 seats. It's now up to the next European Parliament to deal with this new political reality. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.